A tense standoff continues in Lima, Peru, at the residence of the Japanese ambassador. Between 20 and 30 leftist guerrillas are holding several hundred hostages, among them two members of Peru's cabinet, the president of the country's Supreme Court, and several foreign ambassadors. At 6 o'clock Eastern Time, three ambassadors and a Peruvian official were released. One of them, the Canadian ambassador, has announced that they will become a negotiating team. The rebels, who belong to the Tupac Amaru Revolutionary Movement, are demanding the release of members of their group who are in prison. They took over the residence last night during a party in honor of the Japanese Emperor Akihito's birthday. Joining us from Lima with the latest information is reporter John Miller. And John, the rebels had threatened to start killing hostages earlier today if their demands weren't met. Their deadline came and went. Now we have a negotiating team being announced. What kind of negotiations, if any, are actually going on there, do you know?
It's difficult to know exactly what is being said and who's doing the saying now, although what is clear is that both sides seem to be, from their public statements, more confident that things may work out, at least that things aren't quite as urgent as they seemed earlier today when there was that deadline of 12 or 12:30. The negotiations presumably will go through the night. Just recently, the Red Cross has brought in some water and some food and some newspapers for the people who are inside the residence. I think people are getting ready for the long haul.
Now, have the rebels been talking through the local media, making clear what this hostage-taking is all about?
The rebels have been talking to television and radio networks through the day on several occasions. What they've been trying to do is explain their position. They have made some demands. They've demanded that their leaders and that members of their group, who number in the hundreds, who are in prison, be released from prison. The rebel spokesmen have sounded quite calm and quite almost academic about explaining that this is what their position is, this is what their position has been, and this is what their position will be.
Now, I suppose the most striking cinematic aspect of this terrible story is the way in which the guerrillas actually got into this party, posing as waiters. Presumably, there was some security at the ambassador's residence.
The security at the ambassador's residence is, by all accounts, very strong in normal circumstances, and particularly this night, last night, in which there was this huge party in honor of the emperor's birthday. There was security that was brought by the ambassadors in who were invited. There was security that is always detailed to the Japanese ambassadors. There are high walls and gun turrets and barbed wire. It looks something like a fortress. They were able, though, to slip in, as you say, posing as waiters. They drove right in a van with champagne and hors d'oeuvres and said they were part of the work crew, and apparently they were. They had gotten themselves hired to work as waiters that night.
Mm-hmm. Now, from what you know of the past performance of the Peruvian government, what would you say is the likelihood that President Fujimori would accede to some of the demands of these kidnappers?
The President Fujimori is a strong leader and prides himself on being a strong leader who's willing to make difficult decisions. However, one of the ways he has ruled in the last 6 years is to periodically amnesty people and to release people from prison. It is very unlikely that he would release the whole lot and accede to the demands. That would be a sign, I think, in his mind of weakness. He wouldn't want to appear weak. But he has shown that he is willing to negotiate.
John, thank you very much. Reporter John Miller speaking to us from the Peruvian capital, Lima.